Hungry Hill by Daphne du Maurier.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Book 1, Copper John, 1820 to 1828. Chapter 1. On the 3rd of March, 1820, John Broderick set out from Andriff to Dunhaven, intending to cover the 15 miles of his journey before nightfall. It was typical southwesterly weather, the clouds travelling low and the soft, blustering wind bringing scattered showers that fell heavy for 5 minutes and then passed, leaving a space of blue no larger than a man's fist in the sky, with a glimpse of a sun that promised nothing. The road in those days was rough and uneven, and John Broderick, swinging from side to side in the chaise, called to the postboy to have a care, unless he wished to break the bones of the pair of them and land in the ditch for the night with no supper into the bargain. There was constant talk of a new road being built, but there the matter ended, like everything else in the country, and never a penny would come from the government for the improvement of the roads. The expense in the long run would fall upon himself and the other landlords. The trouble was that none of the others had energy enough to put their hands in their pockets, and if they were prevailed upon to do so, would oblige with so ill a grace, and with such a pother of words about the hardness of the times, the arrears of rent, and the slackness of their tenants, that it would save time and temper to leave the matter alone, and let the road become little better than the bogs around Killeen. However, the elections were pending soon in Slane, and if Hare wished to hold his seat, which no doubt he did, John...